Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This past weekend at the Hamilton College commencement in Clinton, New York, the dean of the faculty, Pat Reynolds, tried to break his own record and read the names of the graduating students even faster than he did in 2011. Back then, he announced more than 15 names per minute, more than any other Hamilton dean whose speed has been tracked. Here he is yesterday.
Swati Acharya. Hannah Elizabeth Acorn. Michael Connor Adamo. Melinda Chidera Ajawara.
Dean Pat Reynolds joins us now via Michael Skype. And Dean, how'd you do this year? Did you break your own record?
I did not break my record. I gave each name 4.9 seconds instead of my 4.5 seconds last year. So I lost a little bit of the time.
Well, and it, actually, when you listen to it, it doesn't sound like it's that fast, although these names, some of them are not easy to say. So you do have to take your time, and you obviously have to let the student, you know, cross the stage, right?
That's right. And so I'm keeping one eye on them coming up the stage and another eye on them going off. And, you know, it's a grand choreography, really, moving 500 students, almost 500 students across the stage and giving them degrees. And we also give out canes as a memento of the day. And yes, some of the names are very difficult. And one has to make sure that you do your best and not go too fast over them.
Well, what was the most difficult one this year?
There are a number of them. I suppose I'd say they have they're African in their origin, and they're probably the most difficult for me. The emphasis on the syllables is not intuitive, and there's often a lot of consonants. Injidika Neka Quenet Ofeleta, probably.
Wow.
I would give the first prize to maybe of the most difficult for me anyway. Of course, I'm born in America but raised in Ireland, and so I have my own innate biases in terms of being able to manage different ethnicities in terms of their names. And so it's very interesting, though, to try and navigate them all.
Did you stumble over any of them this year?
Well, I did stumble over one, and it's a bit ironic. It's an Irish name or a name that comes from Ireland. And there are Irish names that in Ireland are pronounced one way, but have been Americanized over time in various ways. And so the name Taff, T-A-A-F-F-E, I just said it the way we say it, where I come from near Galway, but the student that we have here pronounces it TAFE. Now, I knew that because we have a system now where students can record their names for me and I get to listen to them. But despite writing all my notes, when I came across it, I reverted to my own native sense of pronunciation of it. But I caught myself and I repeated the name, and she gave me a big smile as she was crossing the stage, so I feel we're good.
So when do you start preparing for this? Are you already looking at next year's list?
No, not quite. We do start a couple of weeks in advance, and our registrar, Kristen Friedel, spends a couple of hours with me going over them. Of course, we ask students to send in their own phonetic writing of the name to give us a head start, but we just moved to the system where we ask to record their names, and that's been wonderful. But about two-thirds of the students recorded their names, and so I listened to all 316 over the last few days and made a lot of notes for myself.
Well, and the thing is, you know, for you, you're reading a name. For them, it's the moment that they cross the stage and graduate, so they're going to remember whether you said their name properly or not next year and the year after that.
I know. And you know, despite all the work that goes into making graduation weekend a memorable experience, it really is all about them and trying to make sure that every student gets the attention, and we try to do our best by them. I have heard lots of stories about graduations and reading names, of course, and just yesterday I heard a story about an alum of Hamilton who graduated 40 years ago whose name wasn't pronounced correctly, and he still remembers it. So I think it does matter a lot to these students.
That's Pat Reynolds, the dean of faculty at Hamilton College in Clinton, New York. Dean Reynolds, I said your name right?
Yes, you did. Well done.
It was an easy one. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.